I don't know. If Daily Wire actually starts putting out movies and they start making money, I can guarantee you there will be another location which will start making movies to rival that what's taking place in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, Hollywood is a sh- show now. Everything about Hollywood is expensive, stupid. They want to push bullshit on you. And they think the average person is too stupid to make their own goddamn decisions.
Yeah.
So they talk down to everyone like we're fucking in kindergarten. Well, Hollywood, go fuck yourself. What the fuck are you thinking? You're goading me to do rants.
Yes, I am.
You are. Now I see it.
Hashtag like, spun up pop.
This is like, I wonder if this will piss Pop off here.
He's triggered.
Oh, my God. All right. My sister, I'm not going to say her name. I don't want to bring her into this. She hates the show. She hates me, and that's fine.
Where?
My sister was a competitive swimmer all the way from 6th, 7th grade to the end of high school. She was ranked in the top 3 in Michigan at one point, right? And she swam for a golf course team, and then she swam for the schools she attended. And my mother drove her all the time. My mother took her to Chicago, Indiana, Minnesota, New York, I think 2 other states on the East Coast, closer to Florida, I don't remember, to swim in all of these goddamn competitions. The countless tax dollars and time invested and all of that shit, okay? And my sister had an offer, full ride scholarship. And what does she decide to do? Get some dick and fuck it all up. Okay. Now, just imagine, you go through all of that, and then your kid goes from high school to college, and you're doing the same thing, and they're crushing it. They're working hard every day. Literally, they are sacrificing their youth and vigor to do the best they can at the sport because they love it. It's the only way I can explain to somebody that puts that kind of effort in. You got to love it to go that far. And then some fucking jack wagon. Some smoke pole, carrying son of a bitch decides, you know what? Over here in the men's swimming side, I'm just mediocre. I'm ranked like 460 here in the country. But you know what? I feel like a chick and my nipples are getting a little hard. So I'm going to swim on the girls' team and just crush everyone.
Yep.
Now, as a child, I heard all of that. Anything you can do, I can do better. The whole woman's lib thing was taken off. It was a complete shit show. And women believed they could do anything a man can do and better until a man shows up, says he's a woman, signs up, and kicks your fucking ass. Fuck off. All right. I get Democrats, socialists, motherfuckers out there who stole the ice cream social and didn't like Orange Man because he's bad. I hope you fucking enjoy the bullshit that you fucking brought on, and I hope you fucking suffer, fuckers. All right. All right.
And then you've got flaming idiots like George Takei coming out and saying that all of us need to make do with less, not his millionaire ass. He's like a flaming leftoid, always votes Democrat, and yet can't seem to remember that he spent time in a Japanese internment camp at the end of a leftoid socialist. You want to talk about hypocrisy? Holy shit. Pushing buttons on a fake television set does not make you a scientist. Keep your mouth shut unless there's a dick in it.
All right, this is how it works. If the world goes to shit and they need you for the military and you're within the ages of 18 to 26, you're going to get a number. And if they pull that number out of the hat, how that works, I have no idea. Guess what? You're going to fucking war. and you're not going to pick where your job is. You're not going to get to pick where your duty station is because you're going to fucking war, and they don't fucking care because you're 100% expendable. Oh, you don't want to go? Prison for you. Is it fair? No, it's not. Fairness is something created by humans. It doesn't exist in the universe. So fuck off. Now, listen. I'm going to give you a story here. All right. This happened to me hundreds of times.
Okay.
All right. So my unit is going to be rolling out for a three-week operation. I have everyone come in, stage their vehicles, do the primary inspections to make sure everything's squared away, line their vehicles up with all the equipment ready to go. And all I have to do is come in the next day and get in their vehicles and roll out. And guess what? The stuff was 100% that night. In the morning, you're going to have fucking transmissions blow out, brake lines quit working, headlights stop working, window wipers no longer. It's fucking Murphy on steroids. And imagine that happening to an entire fucking army with almost 300,000 fucking people. I'm surprised we have anything going bad here in America because Murphy and Whitey and the man are so busy over there fucking the Russians. You're considered a white supreme pizza if you perfect your craft.
Yes. If you are
educated.
If you call yourself a patriot now,
yes.
Or you love freedom, that is now considered fascism and white supreme pizza.
That's absolutely correct. If you show up on time, you're prepared for work, you do good in school. Virtually all of the metrics for excellence are now considered white supreme pizza.
Yeah.
What does that tell you? That's telling me the left wants to weaken all of the men so they don't have to worry about them making any fucking waves. And I say, go fuck yourself. And all of these groups online should keep fucking preaching fitness because there is no downside to being physically fit.
Yeah.
Like, I work out. I don't work out to like, you know, look good for women because obviously I don't. I work out because I know at some point I am going to have to fight for my life or I'm going to have to crack skulls with motherfuckers. And if you are not in shape when you have to crack skulls, you're going to pay the price in pain, maybe your life. Be in shape. But we are now at it's statistically to a point where it is suspicious.
Yes. We have approached the territory of the outliers.
Mm-hmm.
And when the outliers are becoming the norm, something's wrong.
Correct.
And some outside force is pushing the numbers that way. So I have to ask all these people who keep deleting these posts and fact-checking, why do you want to live the lie so much? What good does it do you?
I know.
And what is it going to take to break you out of it? What's it going to take to wake you up? Is it going to take your own parents dropping dead? Your kids?
Yeah.
Because that's coming down the pipe.
That's
and all these people who censored us, called us conspiracy theorists, shat on us, ended friendships, ended family relationships, they're going to come back one day and realize, holy fuck, they were right the whole time. And you know what they're going to get when they come back to us and say, I'm so sorry, I really should have listened to you. They're going to get this on my answering machine.
Okay, we're going to have to go with a big f*** off.
And there you go.
And there you go.
Actually, it kind of feels like I need one of these. I wish this bitch's job was temporary. She needs to get fired. This was sent, and you and I were both just, like, fuming when we read this. Randy Weingarten says parents' rights bills are the way wars start.
All right.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is going to start this goddamn war? You fat fucking bitch. Fuck you. Huh? Yeah. You want to fuck with people's kids and brainwash them and then lie to the parents while taking their money they used to fund your job, your pension. Fuck you, you bitch. Yes, that's how wars fucking start.
Watch Gruntspeak live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.